Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 286 for the week of July 29th, 2013. We begin this week with excerpts from the NASF Bulletin dated July 17th, 2013. Item: New Chromates Space Industry Task Force formed to address European REACH law. Chromium trioxide and sodium dichromate, which are currently used in the European space industry for surface treatment, have been included in the European Union's REACH list of substances subject to authorization. Accordingly, these materials cannot be used or placed on the market for use in Europe after September 21, 2017, unless an authorization for the specific use has been granted by the European Commission to the company using this substance. Because the REACH regulation impacts space systems manufacturing in many significant ways, companies in the space industry have to secure authorization for critical materials until suitable replacements have been identified, qualified, and validated for all applications. Consequently, on June 12, 2013, the European Space Industry formed Space Industry Chromates Task Force to ensure that appropriate authorization dossiers are prepared for uses of prioritized chromium substances in the European space industry. For more information, please visit www.nasf.org. Item: NASF Bright Design Challenge teams with Polaris, the iconic Indian motorcycle redesigned. To date, hundreds of students have taken part in the annual Bright Design Challenge sponsored by the NASF. This program invites students to think beyond traditional design theory to showcase next-generation creative and engineering solutions. Two seasonal competitions take place. In the fall, the Metal Finishing Associations of Northern and Southern California partner with the Pasadena School for the Arts. Spring brings the competition to Detroit in conjunction with the College of Creative Studies in Detroit. NASF has just completed the annual Spring Bright Design Challenge. This year, NASF teamed up with Polaris to challenge students in depicting their vision of the next generation Indian motorcycle. Congratulations to this year's winners and to all students who took part in the spring program. For more details and to see the gallery, please visit nasfbrightdesign.com. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on July 19th, Donaldson & Landry, Inc., located in Portland, Oregon, is seeking a hard chrome plater for their hydraulic machine chrome plating shop. Qualifications include hard chrome plating and prepping experience, good housekeeping skills, and assigning plating job priority. For more information on this position, please visit our Help Wanteds directory. Here's the calendar of events through August. On August 6th, 7th, 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based course on electrolysis deposition. On August 7th, the Powder Coating Institute will hold a webinar on curing and ovens. On August 13th and 14th, the Powder Coating Institute will hold a workshop on optimizing your powder operation at Wagner Systems, Inc. in Elgin, Illinois. And on August 15th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their board meeting at Brandon's Restaurant in Milpitas, California. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.